have another four-pack of the whole boat show thing that we need to give away at the end of the almanac here today, so we'll do almanac trivia for you.
Sounds good.
Just a heads up here, I'm having some computer issues, so the audio either is going to be herky-jerky or it's going to be delayed when I bring it on command. So we might have to cut down the all-request lunch hour, maybe down to a half hour. Might have to trim the Bob-a-thon to maybe 13 or 12 songs. We'll wait and see how it goes. Wednesday, January 10th, 355 days left to go, 1861. Florida, they were starting to drop like flies as far as states seceding from the Union. Florida became the third state on this date, 1861. Georgia was the first, right? Or were they the second?
I think they were first.
I can't remember.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, see you later.
Yeah.
1911, Major Jimmy Erickson took the first photograph from an airplane.
Any relation?
While flying over San Diego, California. I don't know if I have any pilots in my lineage, and he spelt his name with an I-E. I would never do that.
Right.
Jimmy with an I-E at the end, but, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that. 1911.
Not your style.
He took some pictures. 1917, Buffalo Bill Cody died. He was a frontiersman. I'm sure, Neil, you know all about him, being our Bob FM Old West correspondent.
Yes. The Buffalo Bill, his traveling fun show was, one of the top acts of the late 1800s.
Was he mighty handy with a gun and a knife?
Yes.
Or just a gun?
Yes. And he could hammer and paint.
1920, the League of Nations created, and on their first day of being created, what they did is they ratified the Treaty of Versailles, officially ending World War I with Germany. One of the reasons they brought the League of Nations together is to prevent another world war. They failed.
Didn't work.
It was some 15, 16 years later, already things were stirring up again in Europe, and by the end of that decade, Europe was engulfed in war again. That was in 1920. 1943, speaking of World War II, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt sailed from Miami to Trinidad. He became the first American president to visit a foreign country during wartime. And if you didn't think that was a big deal, they actually wrote and sang songs.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking the new era between Trinidad and America.
The Trinidadians were pretty excited about FDR coming.
Evidently.
That is the name of that artist. His performance name is Attila the Hun.
What?
Yes, kind of a Caribbean singer, and came up with this song about Roosevelt going to Trinidad on this date, 1943. That should be on everybody's iPod.
It's very catchy.
In 43. Masterpiece Theater. This was the cue to turn the channel after when we were kids.
Right.
Basically, and we just got done watching Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers or Electric Company or 3-2-1 Contact. And on came Masterpiece Theater. Not quite for our age group, but Alistair Cook, he knew how to present a movie or a play or some kind of a production. It was always great, and Masterpiece Theater debuted on PBS this date, 1971. 1982, we lost the man in the center square.
Pauline.
According to Dear Abby, how does a respectable man keep from falling in love with his neighbor's wife?
By looking at his neighbor's gun collection.
being Paul Lynde. So Paul Lynde died on this date. He was only 55 years old. He remembered, of course, he was in the center square. That was 82. Here's another one for you.
When a man falls out of your boat and into the water, you should yell, "Man overboard." Now, what should you yell if a woman falls overboard?
Full speed ahead.
Oh, he always had some good ones. They were called zingers.
Yeah.
Paul Lynde, Center Square. He was also Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. He was a warlock.
Yes, he
on
was.
Bewitched. And the voice of the rat on the Charlotte's Web movie, the animated one from the 70s.
Why did he die so young? Do we know that?
Look into it.
All right.
This date, 1993, David Letterman said he was leaving NBC.
All day long, people have been asking me, Dave, what will you miss about NBC now that you're leaving? And it puts you, whether you want to be or not, in a reflective mood. And I've been thinking about it, and so this question keeps coming up. What will you miss? What's going to happen? What will you miss? How do you feel? And so I guess I'm thinking now, well, what I really will miss, I guess, is that kind of vague, non-specific sexual tension between me and you know, Garrick Utley.
Oh, David Letterman. That was from his last NBC show. It was actually this day that he announced that he would be moving from NBC to CBS. That was in 93. 1 year later, again, the early 90s were filled with these kind of stories.
The malicious wounding trial of Lorena Bobbitt began today in Manassas, Virginia. She has admitted emasculating her husband last June. Earlier today, she pleaded not guilty to the charge.
Speaking of mighty handy with a gun and a knife, mostly a knife, Lorena Bobbitt, Manassas, Virginia, went on trial this date, 1994. 99. Never got into this because, well, it cost extra. I didn't get HBO.
Right.
It was The Sopranos. Aired for multiple seasons. Some people say it was a very disappointing series finale. The Sopranos, 1999, making its debut on this date, 99. 2000, Melissa Etheridge said, yes, indeed. David Crosby is the father of my child. Now, it was artificial insemination. And apparently, Melissa Etheridge and her partner at the time, Julie Cypher, they wanted a child with a big mustache and multiple chins. So they went with David Crosby.
You know.
And a little bit of musical talent there, too. So that was in 2000.
They
and
found the right man for
it
the
was,
job.
It was 2 years ago.
Some breaking news in to us just now this morning. It's been confirmed that David Bowie, singer and musician, has died at the age of 69 this morning.
Yeah, does David Bowie, it was just his birthday yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah, he had just turned 69.
What's your favorite David Bowie song? I'm a big fan of Fame.
I like Fame.
Let's dance.
Ground
Put
Control
on your red
to
shoes,
Major Tom.
And dance the blues.
Yeah.
So David Bowie dying on this date. He had been battling cancer. He was just a couple of days after his 69th birthday, 2016. And 2017, last year, the human race, us as a species,
right,
just became a little more endangered because the bumblebee went on to the endangered species list. We need bumblebees to survive and to exist. So we need to work on the bumblebee population.
Yeah.
And they put them on the endangered species list for the first time in 2017.
Do not harm them.
Yeah, let them just sting you. If they're going to sting you, just let it happen.
Let it happen and enjoy it.
Right, exactly. This date, birthdays today. Willie McCovey, what do they call him? Oh, Big Mac?
Big Mac. He was the, he might still be the all-time leader in Grand Slams for National League players.
He is 80 today, played for the Giants. He had Willie McCovey and Willie Mays.
He was a big man.
He was a big man. What position did he play?
First base.
He was first base. That's where they put the big men, like Frank Howard, etc.
Yep, he was 6'6", 6'7".
You probably know
like
how many home runs he had.
I should. He was in the 500 club, wasn't he?
Low 500s?
Yeah.
Probably like in the teens or the 20s, probably, huh?
Yeah.
520-something. Willie McCovey is 80 today. Happy birthday, Willie McCovey.
Mm-hmm. I'm Larry. This is my brother, Daryl. That's my other brother, Daryl.
Love these guys.
So, how you doing?
Okay, except I throwed my back out last week crawling under a house.
Sounds like a tough job.
Wasn't a job. I just like crawling under houses.
The guy who was Larry, who was the only one of the three brothers that talked, Larry and the Darryls, William Sanderson. Happy birthday. Only on the Almanac, Bob Almanac, are you going to find out that Larry, Daryl, and Daryl is having a birthday today. He is 74.
You're in my heart.
If you want his body, if you think he's sexy, just call him up.
And he's coming to St. Paul.
Might have to get a ticket for that show.
Yeah, tickets are going on sale this weekend for a Rod Stewart concert.
Neil Freeman.
At the X.
He knows about
summer
concerts. He's got his finger on the pulse of all concerts and shows. Whether the venue is 19,000 or 9.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart, 73. Happy birthday to him today.
Perfect weather for a streamlined world. One for everyone.
What a beautiful world this will be.
was the voice of Steely Dan. Here's his solo bid. Pretty good song. It's called IGY. Donald Fagen, 69 today.
Coming to St. Paul this summer at the XL Energy Center.
Another concert update brought to you by
Steely
the
Dan.
Bob Almanac.
Even though the other guy, what was it, Walter
Becker?
Becker, yeah, he's dead, but Donald Fagen's still touring as Steely Dan.
And I hear he sounds great. Somebody went and saw him recently, and I heard reports. So he is 69 today.
Yeah, this summer.
See that? Knock out the fat.
You know who's knocking out the fat? It's a guy by the name of George Foreman. He's knocked out some boxers, and now he's working on knocking out the fat with his George Foreman grill. That's been around since the 90s.
Yes.
Have you ever owned one?
Yes, I have, actually.
We owned one. We used it quite a bit. We don't use it. I don't even know if we still have it anymore, but that was all the rage, George Foreman's grill.
You know what he's not very good at?
Naming his kids.
Correct.
Uncreative.
Very uncreative. Named all of them, like six of them. They're all George.
Put a little thought into it. They have books. You know, they have books.
Yeah.
Help you name your kids. Zebulon.
You get 9 months.
Perfect opportunity to name one of them Zebulon.
For sure.
And he missed out on it. So George Foreman, 69. One of the great ladies of rock. Outstanding voice. Her and Martina McBride did a great one of those Crossroads on CMT.
That was excellent.
Pat Benatar, 65, and Jimmy the Superfly Snuka procreated. I didn't know if he could. All the jumping, I thought maybe it made him sterile.
Yeah.
You know, all that jumping from high altitudes because he was the Superfly, but apparently he has a daughter that is a wrestler.
What?
Tamina Snuka.
I didn't know that.
Is 40. That's all.
That's it. All right. Gone but not forgotten today. American Revolutionary Ethan Allen was born on this day, 1738. And then didn't he have his own line of furniture at some point?
Oh, it's good. That's high-end furniture.
I believe so. He was born 1738.
Your musket. There's a place to put your musket right there.
It's very handy.
Little scabbard right on the chair.
What about Frank James? He was Jesse James' older brother. He was in the gang, but Jesse kind of was the guy. He was the ringleader. Frank James, born on this day, 1843. He was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, Ray Bolger.
They tore my legs off and they threw them over there. Then they took my chest out and they threw it over there.
Well, that's you all over.
The Tin Woodsman.
He had some good one-liners in there.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that.
He was of the three. I was always the Scarecrow guy. He was my number one guy.
There. Cows would stare him down because they were looking, oh boy, it's almost nap time. I see my bedding walking around.
Exactly.
Comfortable bedding.
Ray Bolger was born on this day, 1904. Big band and Jazz Hall of Fame drummer Max Roach, 1924. R&B singer Johnny Ray, remember him?
Just walking in the rain. Soaking wet.
You gotta love some whistling in your music.
I think every song should have some kind of whistling in it.
I would agree. Johnny Ray knew that as a fact. He was born on this day, 1927. Let's see. We have Sal Mineo. Now, if you don't know, he was in some movies. He actually was nominated for an Academy Award in Rebel Without a Cause opposite James Dean. He was stabbed by like some crazed pizza delivery man and murdered in an alley.
He didn't tip.
What it was. You know, he didn't like
You don't tip your pizza delivery man, they could get angry.
The size of your tip can be harmful to your health. Sal Mineo, born on this day, 1939. Remember Scott McKenzie? He had a big hit song.
If you go.
To get a penicillin shot.
Not a bad idea.
I've never had a flower in my hair before, and I don't want to.
Well, most of us guys haven't. There are exceptions to the rule.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. 1939 for that gentleman right there, Scott McKenzie. Singer, songwriter. He was one of the greats. We lost him at the age of 30 to a plane accident. Jim Croce.
like the pine trees lining the winding road. I got a name, I got a name.
When I bought my first CD player in 1988, I bought seven CDs, his greatest hits, his Photographs and Memories greatest hits was one of those.
I have the album, one of the greats. He was just absolutely one of my favorites, Jim Croce.
And a fine mustache at that, too.
Absolutely.
Probably one of the great. I mean, he and Daryl Oates probably right up there top five as far as rock and roll pop music mustaches.
Jim Croce died at the age of 30. He was born on this day in 1943. Yeah, it was September 20th, 1973. Pilot error. They were taking off, and the plane didn't get high enough to clear a tree at the end of the runway. Very sad. Singer and actor Frank Sinatra Jr., old Blue Eyes' offspring, one of his three kids. And he was the one who was kidnapped?
Yes.
When he was 19 years of age. And what was the ransom? It was like almost $250,000 that his daddy paid. And he was set free a couple of days later after the ransom was paid. It was said that Frank kind of staged this, his dad staged it, but that proved to be not true. That was Frank Sinatra Jr., born on this day, 1944, and they're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
You're not going to mention porn star Linda Lovelace?
You know, I could.
You have higher standards than that?
Yeah, she
Let it be said, I do not have audio of any of her performances.
Well, that's good, too. Linda Lovelace was born on this day in 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten. And Paul Lynn died at 55. He had some substance abuse issues. He was drinking and doing some other things he shouldn't have been, and then he had cardiac arrest due to the abuse of his of these things that are not healthy.
Substances.
Yes.
So. Okay, well, very good. Thank you very much. We're going to do Almanac Trivia now for a four-pack of tickets. This is the last four-pack that we have. The Progressive Insurance Boat Show, they're getting set up as we speak. It starts tomorrow, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. You can call in. The question today is, first one with the correct answer will win. What was the name of the artist that was singing this song about Roosevelt going to Trinidad? I mean, it was, this is good music right here. From the 40s.
Enthusiasm and jubilation.
Sing along, please.
By the entire population. Friendship for the U.S.
I have no clue what he just said right there. 763-45001. I said who the artist was. What's the name of the artist? He's kind of a calypso kind of artist, Caribbean music. That's where Trinidad is. It's just off the coast of northern South America. Mm-hmm. And that's where Roosevelt went. Please call in now. Win boat show tickets. Who sang that song? Here on Bob FM, song that will soon be in regular rotation. Heavy rotation, in fact. Now, we know who's singing this one here.
Not sure about heavy.
It's Alabama, an old flame. Good luck when you call in here on Bob.
I saw you stand.